come back for a minute to the Rambam's Hakdama, to the Yad. Kol mitzvah shenitnu lo l'moshe b'sinai b'feirusha nitnu. Shenema ve'etnu l'chaz luchos ha'evan. V'hatar v'ha'mitzvah. Torah is ha'tar shalchzav, u'mitzvah zeh feirusha. V'tzivan l'asas ha'tarah al pi ha'mitzvah. U'mitzvah zeh hi'enik v'es torah shalvalpeh. So we've discussed how the Rambam defines and explains that mitzad the chafza of what it is, Torah Sheval Peh is a perish. Again, there's a mashal that we gave, if you have a chumash printed with Rashi on the bottom. So what defines Rashi is not whether Rashi is written down, or whether Rashi would be a series of recordings that we had. What defines Rashi is that Rashi is commentary to the Chumash. So then that kind of begs the question which was raised after one of the previous shiurim. So then, but the Rambam's Loshon says that Torah Shebichtav is not Nikris Torah Shebichtav, it is Torah Shebichtav. Meaning, Torah Shebal Peh is the Chetza of Peirush, which is Nikris Torah Shebal Peh, because al Shem Ofen Nesirosa. Mashiach came, Torah Shebichtav is not Nikris Torah Shebichtav, it is the Chetza of Torah Shebichtav. Hashtav Asin Lahachi, that the Torah Shebal Peh is Peirush. So then, why doesn't that suggest that the Torah Shebichtav is the chefza of text, and it's nimsa b'chsav, meaning that the text is reishis v'ol l'kem esa shemayim esaretz, and then the perush is the Torah Shebichtav. That's clearly not the case, right? That's clearly not the case, right? The Torah Shebichtav is a chafza of Torah Shebichtav. It's not the chafza of the text to the perush, which is nimsa b'chsav, the way the perush is nimsa b'alpeh. And that's what we know, that the Rambam says that the two terms, Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebalpeh, are not parallel. Torah Shebalpeh refers to the ofen ha-mesira. V'ha-mitzvah shi perush ha-torah lo kos ve'ela tziva ba. So let's give a few examples. Kol mitzvos haben al ha'ov, Mishnah Kiddushin Chavtas of Aleph, Kol mitzvos haben al ha'ov, anoshim chayovim v'noshim pturis. The obligations to a son are incumbent upon the father, anoshim chayovim v'noshim pturis. Tana Rabbanon, ha'ov chayv v'vno l'amuva v'liftos o'lam d'otara. So the father has a chiyuv to teach the son Torah. The lando Torah, the Gemara in Chotasim is based, Menolan, Dichsev, Vilimadatam Osam is Benechem, from the second parasha of Kirishma. Vehecha de lo agmere avuha, where the father didn't teach him, Machayiv il migman afshe, he has to teach himself, he has to learn. It's a different pasuk, right? Ulamadatem osam ushmartem las osam in Vashanam. Ihi menolan delom machayva. Dechsev vilimadatem ulamadatem kosha mitzuva lumod mitzuva lalameh, v'chosha eina mitzuva lumod eina mitzuva lalameh. There's a hekesh. Where is there a hekesh? A hekesh is only when you have two things in the same pasuk. Then you have a hekesh. have an apostle here and a apostle over there, there's no hakesh. So Rashi explains that, and again, this is just one illustration of, I don't know how many, that when it said vili madatam, so that's the traditional Cree, that we have a masorah, that's the way when we read the pasuk, so we're supposed to vocalize it. Again, the pasuk in the second parasha is Kriya Shema, we're supposed to vocalize it with a chirik under the lamed vili madatam. But heyos, that the way the letters are written, you could also vocalize it as ulimadatam, right? So ulimadatam means to teach, and ulimadatam means to learn. So both are intended. The Torah intends us, the fact that we have a tradition, which Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Har Sinai, that when we read the Pasuk, when we read the Pasuk aloud, that we're supposed to vocalize it with a chirik, with imadatam, that doesn't mean that that's the exclusive reading which is intended of the word. The fact that nekudos are not, we sort of, I don't know, I think somewhere along the way we get this erroneous impression that, you know, whereas, you know, Lahavdel, English, so vowels are written. So in Lashon HaKodesh, you know, the convention is that vowels are not written. But it's not convention, it's adrav, it's because the nekudos are not written, so that allows, again, the posuk that we know from Kriya Shema, as v'limadatem osam zvanechem, is intended as v'limadatem, but it's also intended as ulimadatem, which creates a hekesh between v'limadatem and ulimadatem. And that's the hekesh, that one is only chayav to teach, v'limadatem, if one is chayav to learn, which is ulimadatem. And then the Gemara has a similar hekesh in the pasuk of, so since an isha is not chayavus to learn, she's not chayavus to teach. How do you know she's not chayavus to learn? Because the pasuk of ulamadatam, you do the same thing. That even though, again, the tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu is that when you lay in from a Sefer Torah, when you're reading the pasuk aloud, so there it's with a shva, it's ulamadatam. But the way it's written, it can also be v'limadatam. So there too, there's a hekesh. The only one who's chayav to learn is the one who's chayav to, is someone who's chayav to teach, and how do you, and the only one who's trying to teach is someone who's taught. B'neichem lo b'naseichem. So kitzur ha'maisa, the all this is only possible because it's not just that it's a nimsar b'chsav, but because it's a cheftza of Torah b'chsav. The cheftza is not, again, the cheftza, again, giving, using, illustrating this pasuk. The pasuk in the second parasha of Kriya Shema, v'limadatem osam es b'neichem, the cheftza shel Torah is not the v'limadatem. The cheftza shel Torah is the vav, lamed, mem, dalet, tof, mem sofes. That's the cheftza shel Torah. And that's what it means, that it's a cheftza of Torah, Torah Shebuchzav. Another example. Again, all these are... I don't know, you want to ask one of these people with photographic memories how many such examples that are in chance. I don't know. Ask with Usher Weiss how many such examples that are in chance. He probably will tell you. But all of these, they're not echad mina elef. It's more than that. It's everywhere you go, right? Let's say the Gemara in Sukkah. So the Gemara in Sukkah has so we paskin that a Sukkah has to have three defanos. So how do you know that a sukkah has to have three defanos? Because it says basukos, basukos, basukos. And once it's mole, and twice it's chaser. So even though each time when we lay in, we say basukos, 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 but if you'll look at the ksiv, so twice it's basukas, basukas, and only once is there a vav, basukos. So that gives you four, right? As it were, the Torah is referring to four sukkahs. One of them is legufei, it's to tell you schach. That's what the schach is what provides the protection. And then you're left with three to tell you how many defanos you need. So there too, it's only because the Cheftza is a Cheftza of Toshav Oksav that you have that drasha, and that basically illustrates all chaseris of yaseris, right? All chaseris of yaseris are only that distinction only exists b'chsav. It doesn't exist b'alpeh because the each of those three instances are all read the same way b'sukos, and that's what it means that the Cheftza is the Torah Shebichsav. The and Tosus their comment, so the Gemara in the Sukkah says that so Reb Shimon requires four Tfanas. And the Chacham and Berui Paschim is three Tfanas. So the Gemara says, the Machlokes says, well, Yesh'em L'mikra, Yesh'em L'masaros. So Reb Shimon says, Yesh'em L'mikra, each of the three instances are read as though it were Molei. Basukos, basukos, basukos. It tells you six. So dal chad legufe. So that knocks you down to four. So the Shimon says you need four in the finals. And we say yesh eng lemasoris, which means the ksiv. So we begin with four. You knock one off dal chad legufe. So we're left with three. So Tosis their comments. Everyone agrees that you always darshan both. Bein the Reb Shimon, bein the Rabbanan, you darshan both. Both the Kri and the Ksiv. Both the Kri and the Ksiv. The Machlokes only is over here where there would be contradictory inferences between the Kri and the Ksiv. So in terms of the number of Defanos, so then which one should you look to? But everyone agrees that Lo Al-Chinam Nichtav in a certain way. And again, that's the whole basis of Chseris V'Yiseris. Thank you. We certainly haven't received every drasha that even the Chazal made. We don't have. And Rav Kiva, I didn't learn enough. Rav Kiva was darish tilei tilim shel halachos and all the kutzim. So we don't have that. So there's certainly even lu yehi that we were limited to the drashas of Chazal. We don't even have all the drashas of Chazal, so there's certainly more to darshan than we have. Hashad Asim Mochi, I don't know that even Rabbi Akiva exhausted every possible drasha. But that, having said that, not really a mashal, not a dovodom. It's the same. It's me inyan, but also inyan. So it's very fashionable nowadays to in learning Tanakh to say you find this word here and this word here and then say a whole shtekel Torah. Sometimes you can make a birkas Torah in that shtekel Torah, and sometimes you don't have to put it in Shemus. You shouldn't make a birkas Torah, and you don't have to worry about putting it in Shemus. Now, the method is certainly legitimate. The Baal HaTurim does it all the time, right? The Baal HaTurim tells you, you know, you find this word so many times, he always points it out, right? You find this word two times in all the Tanakh. You find this, Baal HaTurim like to do word searches on his computer, come on. And you find this word three times in Tanakh. But what do you do with that? Okay, so if you're the Baal HaTurim, you know what to do with that. You know, if you then, you know, can draw on, you can creatively draw on vast yediyas and erudition, so then you know what to do with it. Otherwise, you can say, at best, nonsense, and at worst, less than nonsense. There are also negative numbers, it's not just positive numbers. So yes, one can darshan l'chor. We're not, again, we don't even have all the drushes of Chazal, so certainly not. It's not as if that the drushes shenitznu lihidoresh are all recorded in Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifrei, etc. How many people are in a position to make such drushes? Well, you might have to wait for the center to come to get the minute, you know? You might have to wait a while.
How could there be a Manda Amar that's according, if Torah Shel Chazal is a Chafta Shel Chazal, how could there be a Manda Amar Yishon Lemekra?
Again, I think that's what Tosfos. I think that's what Tosfos is addressing in your question. Tosfos is saying that the Manda Amar Yishon Lemekra. Cool modu lava midbez. Again, it's in Sanhedrin also, it's elsewhere also, right? But Reb Shimon Savi Yeshem and Mikra, cool modu the Darshina and Mikra umasoras. Interesting, masoras here refers to the Ksiv, which is interesting. Cool modu the Darshina and Mikra umasoras, the law of Chinam Nichtav came. Ella ben Milsa the Mikra Shehada de Plige. So once you have that kuhu modu, the darshinan masaris as well, so then I think that's what addresses your question.
But if it's a chafta shel ksav, so then how could there be a mandomer that says that when they're machash, you choose the mikra?
I don't know, it's logar of a mayim tachasari. Where the Torah Shabbal Peh tells you how to understand it. It's logar of a mayim tachasari.
Is every time there's a
Kriyan Iksiv a Raya to this Yisod? If every time there's a Kriyan Iksiv... Yeah, probably.
Are numbers the same way? Meaning, let's say there's 24,000 people who died by Maisa Shem, 24,000 people who died by Bnei Shimon and Parshas Bavilum, and 24,000 Tamei Rekiva died. Is it possible to go ahead and say that there's one Yisayid there, or numbers sometimes are not like that?
No, I think that's part of, I think having that, the same chush that the Baal HaTurim has to tell us what the significance is of how many times it says Malachto, in Tanakh and in a different context, I think would also know what to do with that. But potentially, yes, potentially I think numbers would be the same. O b'remiza b'tevos, o b'gematrios, o b'tzuras ha'osios, v'ksuvos kehilchosan, o hamishtanos b'tzurosan, kegon halafufos v'akumos v'zulosan, o b'kutzei ha'osios u'b'kisrehen. So in all languages, other Lashon HaKodesh, so letters are just, letters are phonetic symbols, right? They're a symbol for a sound. So that's what, when you learn the ABCs, that's what you learn, that the, you know, B is for the B sound, and C can be a hard C, it can be a soft C, etc. And then we're told about short vowels and long vowels. And that's all there is to the letters in every other language. In Lashon HaKodesh, they're also phonetic symbols, you know, me'ika hadin, you know, if we would pronounce an ayin properly, so then a kohen wouldn't duchen if he confused an aleph and an ayin and an aleph, a ches and a chaf and a ches. So they certainly are phonetic symbols in Lashon HaKodesh as well, but they're much more than phonetic symbols. The osios of the aleph base. See, again, we sort of get the wrong impression. I don't know, I'll ask any kashrut on Lekotzke, but you know, Lekotzke famously said that the only Rebbe that he had no time to was his Aleph Beis Rebbe. Everything he told him was Emes V'yatzis. So all his other babies he's got time against. So he understands, you can have a shikul of time against the Aleph Beis Rebbe also. You know, if the Aleph Beis Rebbe gives you the impression, you know, that Aleph Beis Gimel, that Beis makes B, and Gimel makes G, and gives you the impression that they're only phonetic symbols. Okay, so nice to Kotzke had a gore. Good love it for Alvarez. Alvarez didn't give him this erroneous impression. That's what the Ramban is saying. The tzura of the letters. There's all kinds of remozim in the shape of the osios of all of this. Oh, the kutzei osios, the kisrayan. When you have a kutzo shel yud, when you have the little kutzo shel yud, there's also all these. There's Torah encoded in all of this. Kemosha amru. Again, the Gemara Menachos said that we referred to before. Kshe'olam Moshe Lamoru Matzol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekoshe Ksorim La'osiyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is writing the Tagim by Kavi Yochel. Amalo, Eilu Lama, what do you need the Tagim for? Amalo, Osir Odom Echad Lidosh Vem Tilei Tilem Shal HaLachos. Rabbi Akiva is going to dash in all the Tagim. And all of this again, that Torah Shel Baal Peh is a Chetzo Shel Perush, Hanikre is Torah Shel Baal Peh Al Shem Ofen Mesirasa. In contrast, Torah Shel Achzav is a Chetzo Shel Torah Shel Achzav. It's not only the meaning of the words or the sounds of the letters, which is Torah. It's the osios themselves as written are Torah. Then the Ramban has further on, very famously, Od Yesh B'Yodeinu Kabbalah Shel Emes, Ki Kol HaTorah Kula Shmos of Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? The third word in the Torah is Hashem Hashem. The first two words are not Hashem Hashem. So what does this tradition mean? Shatevos mischalkos l'shemos be'inyan acher. Ki ilu tachshav al derech moshal. Right, the man says, I'll give you a moshal. Ki posuk breishis yischalik l'tevos acheros. Even maintaining the sequence of the letters, you can rearrange them into different word units, right? Kagon Barosh Yisbara Elokim. Right? It's the same, the letter sequence is the same, but they're rearranged into different word units. L'chol HaTorah Kein. And all of Torah is intended. So it's not only that what's written as what we have in Masorah to vocalize as Vilimadatem, but Hayos, that it's also written in a way that's Ulamadatem. That's part of how the Pasuk is supposed to be understood. But even that unit, that the letters, that those six letters are constitute that word unit, is also only one form in which Torah is to be understood. And then the Ramban says that he thinks in the Medrash Chazal that Rashi refers to an Eish Vaslono, that the Torah was written the Eish. What? Levana? Eish Shchor Gavi Levana. So the Ramban says, Venira Shahat Torah Haksuva Be'esh Shchora Al Gavi Esh Levana Be'inyan Hazeh Shehizkan Rehoya Shehoya Sahaksiva Ritzufa B'lihav Seiteros. But there was no, again, the way we write, the way you have to write a Sefer Torah, so then there's a space between the word Bereshis and the word Bara. In this Esh, in the Torah which is written Be'esh Shchora Al Gavi Esh from Bereshis to La'enei Kol Yisrael, that there was no break between words. I think in the Rambam's manuscript is like that. I think the Rambam didn't leave space between words. I think the Rambam Baba Basra has a machlok is about the last eight psukim in the Torah. Who wrote them? So one mandama says, I'm saying the psukim which begin Vayomas Moshe, Vayomas Shom Moshe, so obviously Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't write that. Moshe Rabbeinu can't write something that's not true. So those were written by Yeshua Rabbeinu. And the other mandama says, but Torah, all of Torah has to be written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah which is chaser is not a Torah. So what do you mean? And the Torah tells us Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Torah and he gave it to Bnei Yisrael. So Elamai, it was Moshe Rabbeinu Kasav Bedema, Dalad Mem Ayin. So the simple pshat, I think Rashi says that, is that Lashon Dima, tears. That Moshe Rabbeinu wrote with tears because he was recording his own death. So there's a famous pshat from the Vilna Gaon, right? When Truma and Chulin get mixed together, so the Chulin I referred to as being Meduma. Mem Dalid Vav Mem Ayin, the same shavish. I mean, it's mixed up. So the Gaon says, no, the Kasav Ashlishi, the Kasav Ashlishi here, on the one hand, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it? Me'idav Gisa, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu did write it? It's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu's Kasav Adama. He wrote the letters, but he didn't write them in those word units. So that's the Gaon's pshat, and the Gaon Brother Basra. That the last eight psukim were written by them. And that's what the Ramban says. Okay, so you can still, well, yeah, you have to clear, but again, you know, that nitna the Moshe Rabbeinu al derech chiluk kriyas ha-mitzvah v'nimsalo al-peh kriyas ha-beshemos. Okay, but I'll call upon him. That's the Gaon's chat.
Did the Ramban leave out spaces in his manuscript because he wanted to write to Nakhdamah, that he wanted to like replace the Torah?
Probably because parchment is so expensive, I would say. I mean, we're just not used to doing it, but the same way, right? The same way when you know, to learn to read Lashon HaKodesh without Nekudos, so when you see the word, you have to recognize what Nekudos go with it, and you recognize that. So too, you know, if that's the way everything was written, so then our eye would be trained to recognize the word units even without the break. If it wasn't given to us, you know, on a silver platter, then it wouldn't seem so wouldn't seem so unreal. And the Ramban says, "Memela." That's what it means. Kol Torah Kulash Nosim Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu means that the letters, again, sequenced as they are, but rearranged differently into units. Obviously, it means that there are other shemos other than the Sheva Shemos with which we're not familiar, Membez, Osios, etc. So then, according to a certain reading, so then a certain breakdown into word units. So then all of the Torah is Shmoseh Hakol Shvach, and he says that's reflected in the halacha that a Sefer Torah Shetorah be'osachas b'molei b'chaser pasul. Okay.